years of radio. Radio Moments.
We start thinking back to this week 26 years ago at the death of Radio 2's Ray Moore.
Very, very lovely indeed. There it is, nest to be nest, doling out the goodies with sugar tongs and long white elbow gloves this morning. Willy Boskovsky in the Monte Carlo National Opera. And the thing knocked off one foggy night by Val Teufel and called Bella Bocca. And I'd lay even money and otherwise now. A note from the school library service in Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire to get me to do Jenny Roberts, who's 22 today. Many happy returns.
What a voice. And that was his last show too. Farewell, Ray Moore, this week in 89. This week, 12 years ago, a new breakfast show for Yorkshire.
Ah, dear me, dear me, dear me. Good morning, it's 6.02, number one for Dance and R&B. This is Galaxy 105. Good morning from Hursty. This is brand new to Galaxy 105. This is your new breakfast show. This is Hursty's Daily Dose. I'm Hursty. Hi, she's Jojo.
I'm still here, guys. Still here, only just.
We've dusted her down and given her a shaking back and she's flying now.
Smell the freshness.
The arrival of Hursty's Daily Dose on Yorkshire's Galaxy 105 this week in 2003. And since then, there's been a lot of water under a lot of bridges. Good luck, Stephanie, in your first year as you. Who's this then, starting a breakfast show 5 years ago?
And thanks to Sarah for her show. Now it's our go. That, of course, includes you at breakfast.
The Chris Evans Breakfast Show.
Good morning, friends, and thanks for tuning in to the 11th of January 2010, a big day because representing England, Jeff Ross from Clacton-on-Sea and his lovely wife Janet are celebrating their 47th wedding anniversary. Representing Scotland, Suzanne and Ali Murray from Edinburgh are bidding on their first...
The start of Chris Evans on Radio 2 Breakfast with Moira Stewart this week in 2010. 91 years ago, the first play commissioned for radio was aired. It was called A Comedy of Danger. The production was set in the darkness of a coal mine where listeners and characters alike were at the same disadvantage because both could see nothing.
We shall suffocate or starve or both, my dear, in each other's arms.
Oh, Jack.
Even death shall not part us.
Oh, Jack, don't. It's too awful.
Our poor young lives cut so short.
Oh, don't. Don't.
There'll be articles in all the newspapers.
The first ever play written for radio this week in 1924. Head of programmes back then was Val Gielgud.
The development of the radio play in the long run depends upon three things. Intelligent listening, informed criticism, and good writing for the microphone. Too many authors who've hawked plays round for years seem to say to themselves, oh well, it's no go. Let's bang it along to Savoy Hill. And they do. I wonder if they ever realise that a play written with a real eye to the medium of the microphone is so rare that its appearance is hailed almost with shouts of joy.
I love the emphasis they placed on listeners back then, the responsibility to bloody well listen properly. Meanwhile, this week, 7 years ago, the digital radio station One Word closed after 8 years.
OK, John, well, maybe it's time to have the first reading from the Rule of Claw and let our listeners in on what we've been talking about.
OK, this is a passage where the boys have started to take
the
control.
The books, drama and comedy service was replaced by Birdsong. New beginnings this week, 42 years ago, as commercial radio's first transmitters were turned on, getting ready for the launch later that year.
You're listening to an experimental transmission being made by the Independent Broadcasting Authority. We're transmitting on a frequency of 557 kHz, 539 metres in the medium wave band. And these special tests are to help us plan independent local radio stations for London.
The firing up of the new commercial radio AM transmitters this week in 1973. One presenter who later appeared on them has a birthday this week. He's 82.
I like that. It's by Exile. It's called Try It On. Why not? You get a lot of slap faces, but a lot of fun.
Happy 82nd birthday to former Capital Mid-Morning Show presenter Michael Aspel. And you can't quite imagine him doing the same thing now, can you, on Capital?
Yeah, the most frightening thing about starting at Capital Radio was that I'd never had to do any self-op before. Never had to work the machinery. Always sat behind a glass and waved a languid finger at the BBC and someone else put on the records, put on the tapes, switched on the microphones and everything else. And I had to learn to do that.
As last year ended, we marked what would have been Kenny Everett's 70th birthday.
A chap called Michael Aspel is going to grace your wireless waves. He's coming soon to Capital to make you housewives rave. He's got a voice that's smooth as honey.
One of Kenny's influencers died this week in 78. Trumpeter, band leader, and early production-heavy DJ, Jack Jackson.
At home, I have a photograph of a young man with red hair, and the inscription underneath reads, I am genuinely sorry to be leaving you, but I'll come back. And oh boy, what a comeback. So today, I feel very proud to be able to welcome to our little program my friend, Danny Kaye.
Well, thank you very much, Jack. And
Jack Jackson, who was to influence both Edmonds and Everett, he died this week 37 years ago. 1991 now, and this year saw a new national BBC service launched urgently on Radio 4's FM transmitters. It was to cover the first Gulf War.
Well, that was Jonathan Birchall in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Let's go to another part of Saudi Arabia, to Dahran, where our defence correspondent Mark Leite is now on the line. Mark, what news do you have from us, for us from Dahran?
Well, we're still waiting.
The sound of Jenny Abramsky's Scud FM, as it was called informally, named after Saddam Hussein's Russian weapons. The station lasted until the 2nd of March on FM, whilst Radio 4 proper continued on longwave. The BBC chart gig has always been a big one, and this week, 33 years ago, Tommy Vance took over from Tony Blackburn and discovered charts are more difficult than they sound.
It's a modern romance, but what he was doing when they all went I have no idea. I think it's a secret.
Number 37.
Well, number 37 is Buona Sera, but just before that, let me tell you that Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie has gone from 35 down to 38, and now here is Bad Manners.
So, with Alan Dell taking over Pick of the Pops this week 59 years ago...
May we bring you, and to your attention, if you've not already heard it, this record by Gale Warning and the Weathermen...
The death of BBC Local Radio's Dennis McCarthy 19 years ago...
You're in tune with BBC Radio Nottingham.
Listen with Mother's First Airing 65 years ago...
Are you sitting quite comfortably? Then I'll begin.
The first Brain of Britain on Radio 4 47 years ago...
Which is the only British bird of the genus... Troglo... Oh, I really do have to run at these awful words.
And the first edition of The Listener this week, 86 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.